Thank you for joining.
谢谢大家一同来唱这首美好的诗歌。
It means a lot to me.
对我来说意味着很多这首诗歌。
I'll try to tell you later why.
我一会儿会跟大家讲为什么。
Okay, let's just have a word of prayer and then start our prayer.
我们来有些祷告。
Father, we want to thank you this morning.
父，我们今天早晨来感谢你。
Because your lovely son is on the throne in heaven with you.
因为你亲爱的爱子如今在天上的宝座。
So we come and bow down and worship him, worship you.
我们今天在这里低头敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
We just sang this wonderful hymn that we take the Holy Ghost.
我们唱这首诗歌，我们来接受圣灵。
Well, you know how much I need the Holy Spirit at this moment.
主，你知道我现在何等需要你的圣灵的工作。
You pour your life through me.
主啊，将你的生命倾倒透过我这个器皿。
And bless everyone that's here this morning.
还有在座的每一位。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
是奉靠耶稣大能的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you have your, turn to Romans chapter 6.
请大家翻到罗马书第六章。
Friends, a brother in Canada said to me the other day, and he was witnessing to a friend of his with a tract called the Roman Road.
前一段有一我有一个在加拿大的朋友跟别人来传福音见证，他是用了一个福音单章叫罗马的路。
When him and I read Romans 6 later, he said that wasn't in the tract at all.
当我们一起读罗马书第六章的时候，他说这个没有完全没有在这个福音单章当中啊。
So. We're going to try to learn something from Romans chapter 6 today.
所以我们今天从罗马书第六章学到一些功课。
So I'm going to read verse 1 to 14.
我们从第一节读到第十四节。
Before I do, I should look at my notes.
我需要看一下我的笔记，等一下。
Now put your finger in Romans 6. And turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
然后我们翻到希伯来书13章。
Hebrews 13 and 5.
希伯来书第13章第5节。
Hebrews 13 and 5 says this.
希伯来书第13章第5节。
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足， 因为主曾说， 我总不撇下你， 也不丢弃你。
This verse is not directly related to what I want to say from Romans chapter 6.
这段经节虽然不直接跟我在罗马书第六章所讲的相关，
but I believe this verse is worth memorizing.
但我觉得这些经节很值得我们去背诵。
So I want to tell you what I learned from the Hebrew and the Greek from the Greek Bible.
我想告诉大家，我从 希腊文的圣经里面学到了什么在这里。
In Hebrews 13, the last half of the verse. Five times, there are five powerful negatives.
在希伯来书13章这里，后面有五次强调了有五个非常重要的反面的。
I will not leave you. It's two.
他说，我总不撇下你，不撇弃你。
I will never forsake you. Five times.
他说我永不离弃你，永不离弃你，永不离弃你，有一共有五次。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you belong to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你是属主的，
you are the wealthiest people on the earth.
你是在地上最富有的人。
But this wonderful promise, I want to tell people about it because I don't know if they know. In one verse, God says, five times, I will not, I'll not leave you.
但是我想告诉弟兄姊妹，有的时候你可能不知道，主在这里讲了五次，说我不会撇弃你。
This means a lot to me wherever I am and whatever I'm doing.
这对我来说很重要，无关我在做什么事情，在哪里。
Because I'm a little afraid to be up here.
因为我在这里其实也有点紧张。
But he's here with me and in me.
但是他就在这里与我同在，在我的里面。
And with the promise.
他给我这样应许。
I'll not leave you.
我永不离弃你。
I'll not forsake you.
我永不撇下你。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So, back to Romans chapter 6.
然后我们再回到罗马书第六章。
Now, Paul, in this verse begins with Paul saying, what shall we say then?
保罗在这里开始说，怎么说呢？
In other words, what I'm going to say after this is, this is an amazing thing.
他意思就是说，我们他在之后面讲的是非常奇妙的事情。
What shall we say then?
我们要怎么说呢?
Shall we continue in sin?
我们可以仍在罪中?
That grace may abound?
叫恩典显多吗?
God forbid.
断乎不可。
God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢?
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗?
Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
所以我们藉着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Knowing this,
因为知道
that our old man was crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be unemployed.
因为我们知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，是罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And henceforth we should not serve sin.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For he that has died is freed from sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神着活着。
Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，是你们遂从身子的私欲。
Neither present ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but present yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
也不要将你们肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神。并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
For sin shall not have dominion over you.
罪必不能做你们的主。
For you are not under the law but under grace.
因为你不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Now, according to what it says here, verse 9.
所以第九节又在这里讲到。
Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more.Death had no more dominion over him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主。
Now, if you know your Bible,
if 大家熟悉自己的圣经的话
even if you know your Bible somewhat,
哪怕你对圣经只有一些了解
you will know that there was a day when Jesus came to Bethany.
你知道有一天耶稣到了伯大尼
when he was on the earth.He came to Bethany because he had friends there, and these two sisters, their brother had died.
他在伯大尼有他的朋友，然后他朋友的两个 姐妹，然后呢，他兄弟死了。
Now, Lazarus was never raised from. Lazarus died again.
拉撒路死了。
And the second time he died, he was not raised from the dead.
但是拉撒路第二次死，他是没有再次被从死里复活。
Now, there's a difference between the resurrection of Lazarus and the resurrection of Jesus.
在拉撒路的复活和主耶稣的复活是不一样的。
When Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father.
因为耶稣从死里复活的时候，他是父神的荣耀。
He will never die.
他永远不会再死。
And that's the kind of resurrection that he's going to give us.
这个就是他要赐给我们的那样的复活。
Never to die.
永远不死。
Now, I believe the Lord put this on my heart because it's so important.
我相信主把这个负担放在我心中，因为这非常重要。
Well, when I say that, I'm not saying that the other parts of the Bible are not as important, but this is the key.
我们不说其他部分的圣经不重要，但这里却是一把重要的钥匙。
Now, keep your finger there again and turn to Galatians 2.
大家把手锯放在这里，然后我们翻到加拉太书第二章。
Yeah, because this verse goes along with Romans 6 very good.
因为这两个经节跟罗马书第六章连在一起。
Verse 20 of Galatians 2.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
We just heard a message by Lance Lambert, my wife and friends were staying with. And it was a life story of Teos and Sparks.And he said one time he was with Brother Sparks, I think in India.
我听到一次兰佩德弟兄的讲道，他有
一次跟施
柏克弟兄在一起，他们在印度。
Brother Sparks was preaching.
施柏克弟兄在那里讲道。
And the lights went off.
然后呢，就光灯都灭了。
On.
就亮了。
On.
又灭了。
On.
又亮了。
For 45 minutes.
有45分钟之久， On. 就是又亮。
And it never baffled Brother Sparks. He never.Tripped up once. He just kept on preaching.
他没有受任何的影响，他就继续在那里讲道。
So however many times this thing calls off, I want to keep on going.
这个扬声器在这掉来掉去。
Because what I've got to share with you is so important.
这个跟他非常重要，要讲的很重要。
Yeah. Galatians 2:20 again. I have been crucified with Christ.
加拉太书第二章第二节，我已经与基督同定十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
现在活着的不再是我。
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
You know, in the Gospel of John, we have a wonderful verse that may be the most known verse in the Bible, in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里，我们有圣经上最著名，可能整本圣经最著名的经节。
Can anybody tell me what that verse is?
大家有的人能告诉我这个经节是什么吗？在约翰福音。
Say it out loud.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生爱子赐给世人。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
他将他独生。
And whosoever believeth in him.
所有相信他的人
shall not perish but have everlasting
life. 不是灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
How wonderful is that?
这多么奇妙。
But that's not what Paul said in Galatians 2:20.
但这不是保罗在加拉太书二章二十节。
He said, "The Son of God who loved me."
他说，神的儿子爱我。
And gave himself for me.
并把他自己赐给我，为我。
So as you're sitting there this morning,
大家坐在这里，今天早晨。
In your heart, I want you to say.
心中我有点你说
the Son of God who loved me and gave himself me.
神的儿子爱我，为我舍己。
Okay, I'm going to help you.
我有帮助你一下。
So just follow me and say what I say, but point to yourself.
那你可以跟着我这样说，但是说是
Okay, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. God is very personal. And he knows everything about every one of us and everybody in the world. But he loves us so much. He gave the treasure of his heart for us. Okay, we're back at Romans chapter 6. I want to point out the word know. In what I read in Romans 6, okay? Notice that word is in verse 3.
大家看到第三节,
know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人受洗归入他的死吗?
If you read the letters of the Apostle Paul, with that in mind, you'll find he uses that phrase with the Corinthians and different ones. Don't you know?
他经常大家知道在保罗书信当中，保罗在哥林多前后书里面经常说：“你们岂不知？”
In other words, you need to know this, don't you know?
就换句话说，你们岂不知？就意思在说，你们应当知道这些。
So many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Now, today mainly, I'm going to tell you a fact that is true of you and me if we belong to the Lord.
今天要告诉大家一个事实，这对你是真实的，对我也是真实的，如果我们是属于主的话。
This is a fact, as I said, that is true to every one of us that are born of God.
对于每一个从神而生的人，这个都是一个真实的事实。
Now notice what I said, it's a fact.
大家记得我这里讲的是一个事实。
When Jesus Christ died,
当耶稣基督死了,
on the cross,
在十字架上,
I was in him.
我在他的里面,
and you were in him.
你们也在他的里面。
So you and I died when he died.
所以我们在当他死在十字架上, 我们也在十字架跟他一同死了。
That's what Paul tells us in verse 3.
这就是保罗在第三节告诉我们的。
But he says more than that.
他也告诉我们更多。
Do you know this?
你们知道吗?
Don't you know?
你们岂不知?
When he died, you died.
他死的时候，你们也死了。
Now, the Holy Spirit wants us to know this.
圣灵想让我们知道这一个,
not just as something that we've read from the Bible,
并不是我们只是从圣经上读出来,
but he wants us to know this in a living way.
他想让我们在真实生活当中, 活的当中流,
and the only way that we can know it in a living way is if we have divine revelation that this is true of me.
我们真的能够真的生命当中知道这一个, 就是需要神的启示, 这个在我们的里面。
Now, if you understand, they say Amen.
如果你明白我所说的，你就讲阿门。
That's kind of weak. I think it may be true.
可能是真的。
Then only a few know.
可能只有一些少数人知道。
I'm not going to say I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say I don't know. How many of you know this?
我不知道大家当中有多少人知道这一个。
I'll tell you, I myself have much more to learn about this.
我想告诉大家，我自己关于这方面也需要很多的要学习的。
But God wants to remind us of facts.
但神要提醒我们一个事实,
F-A-C-T, not F-A-X.
是 F-A-C-T 这个字母, facts, 这是事实,
so, in heaven with God, in heaven, it's a fact that when Jesus died, we were in him and we died.
在天上, 这是一个事实, 当耶稣死的时候, 我们在基督里已经死了。
God wants us to know that livingly in our spirit.
神希望我们在我们的属灵的生活当中, 我们的真实的活当中, 我们真的知道,
by divine revelation.
借着神圣的启示的。
I have a book here this morning.
我手中有本书, 今天早晨,
this is one of my favorite books.
这是我最喜欢的一本书之一。
It's by Watchman Nee, and it's A Normal Christian Life.
是尼托生弟兄的正常基督徒生活。
I believe that this book is now a classic, considered by whatever it takes to be a classic book. It's a classic.
不管在哪里，你到哪里拿, 这本书都被认为是一个经典的著作。
In the late 1974, I had a copy of this and I started to read it.
在1974年，我有了这样的一本书，我就读了。
I June and me and myself couldn't, we could not get past the first chapter.
我们好像就读这第一章，我们就读不下去了。
The first chapter is wonderful.
第一章很美好。
It's about all the blood, the effectiveness of the blood.
他讲到主宝血的功效。
Of Jesus.
耶稣的宝血的功效。
Against the devil.
胜过魔鬼。
Pleasing and satisfying God.
讨神的喜悦。
And our absolute hope is in the blood of Jesus Christ. So the blood of Jesus Christ is powerful in three directions. We were reading this book, we got to the second chapter and couldn't understand what Brother Nee said at the bottom of the first page.
然后当我们读第二章的时候，我们却读不懂他在第一页的下面所写的话。
The second chapter is a chapter about the cross, the work of the cross.
第二章是讲十字架的工作。
I was 33 years old.
我那时候33岁。
Raised in a very evangelical group in Canada.
我是在加拿大的一个福音派的教会当中成长。
But I don't remember ever hearing a message that when Jesus died, you died.
但我从来没有听过一个信息说当耶稣死的时候你们也死了。
I was in the dark.
我是在黑暗当中。Knew
nothing about it.
我不了解这个，完全不了解。But
God wants to reveal this to us.
但神想把这个启示给我们。Because
it's so valuable.
因为这个非常的宝贝。We
need to know our union with Christ in such a way that we know by the Holy Spirit revealing it to us, when Jesus died, I died.
我们要知道我们和基督的联合达到这样的地步，圣灵要把这个启示给我们。当耶基督死在十字架上的时候，我们也死了。Verse
4, Romans 6.
罗马书第六章第四节。
Therefore we were buried with him. Now that makes sense, doesn't it?
在这里我们和他一同埋葬，大家很容易理解。When
somebody dies, you bury them.
当有人死了，你会埋葬他。
Oh, that reminds me of a sad story. We have a friend in Canada who's a missionary to Haiti.
我们在加拿大有一个弟兄在海地传福音。
Yeah, and the people are so poor in Haiti. I mean, it's just beyond what we can imagine.
在海地的人那个穷困的状况非常糟糕，超过我们能想象的。
And our friend, as a missionary there, had befriended the secretary of the mayor of his city, who spoke English.
我们那个传福音的朋友，他就在那边跟传福音那个城市里的那个市长有成为朋友。So
one day they were together, our friend and Tony and the mayor's secretary. They were together in his office, and a little Haitian man, started coming up the stairs wanting to say something.
有一天，他和那个市长还有那些秘书在那个办公室里，有一个海地的人过来，想要跟他说什么话。And
the secretary, who was a Haitian, lived there, worked as a secretary of the mayor. He said to them, "Go on, get out of here."
那个秘书就对那个海地人说：“你从这里走开吧，走开吧。”This
happened two or three times.
这个发生两三次。Finally,
Tony, a missionary, said, "What did you want?"
后来就是那个宣教士就问他，他到底要什么呢？
Let him come up and tell us what he wants.
让他来告诉我们他需要什么呢？
Well, the mayor said he probably wants some money.
那市政府说他可能是要钱的。
So the secretary and the mayor invited him up.
对，那个秘书就让他上来了。
And then he told the secretary what he wanted, and the secretary translated from our friend Tony.
然后呢，秘书就把他所需要的翻译给我们的朋友Tony。
He had a daughter that was 8 or 9 years old. And she had just died and was in the dress that she died in bed at home, and he couldn't afford to bury her. When Tony heard that, he felt the Lord said, "You help this man."
当Tony弟兄听到了这个故事的时候，他觉得神对他讲说，你来帮助这个人。
So he said to him, "Wait here, I'll be back."
他说：“你在这里等一下，我就会回来。”Got
on his motorcycle and went and rounded up the money. He had some of the money, and he borrowed some of the money from another person.
他有一些钱，然后他开着摩托车，然后又从别人那里借了一些钱。Came
back and gave the money to the man.
他回来了，把这钱给了这个人。Then
started to weep.
那个男士就开始哭。He
was beyond himself, couldn't understand.
受不了了，他不能明白。
Tony told us before this story, when they went to Haiti, they discovered that they don't know what love is.
在 Tony 告诉我们说，他们去海地之前，他们这些人不知道什么是爱。
He Tony said they don't love their kids.
他们不爱他们的孩儿童。
Husbands don't love their wives, and wives don't love their husbands. I mean,
丈夫不爱妻子，妻子不爱丈夫。
In the whole country, this is the case.
他整个国家都是这个情形。
Now, voodoo and evil witchcraft is rampant in the country.
在海地里有很多的巫术。
Why?Well, 200 and some years ago, the government of Haiti signed a contract with the devil. I've been told you can find it in the history book, or somewhere it's the fact. So they were delivered from the rulership of France.
他们就从法国的统治下就是独立了。
And the devil's been doing many horrible things there.
魔鬼在那里做了很多可怕的事情。
In fact, one of the little boys that Tony befriended, he's been there about 15 years. The witch doctor sacrificed him.
那在 Tony 在那边认识一个小男孩，但是在那里那些那个。巫师就把这个小男孩好像给就是给杀了献祭了。
I could hardly believe it.
我真的不能够相信这些。
Okay, let's go back to Romans 6.
让我们再回到罗马书第六章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Knowing this.
因为知道。
There's that word knowing. You can almost put another word in there instead of it. You can put seeing.
这里也讲到说因为知道或者说我们也可以用另一个词看到。
Knowing this that our old man was crucified with him. The body of sin might be destroyed or unemployed. That henceforth we should not serve sin.
因为知道我们这旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Now, I'm going to read verse 6 and 11.
现在大家读第六节。
Together, kind of together. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
理解，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Well, I want to now read you something, a little excerpt or part of Watchman Nee's testimony.
我想在这里读一小段引用尼泊生弟兄他自己的见证。
So listen carefully, and if you don't have a copy of this book, you can buy it or use it online or just get it and read it.
大家如果你没有这，大家仔细的听，如果你没有这本书的话，你可以在网上买，甚至买旧用过的就买一本。
I remember one day in Shanghai, I was talking with a brother who was very experienced concerning his spiritual state.
在有一次在上海，我跟一个弟兄，他对属灵的状态生活很有经验。
He said,
他说
，So many are living beautiful, saintly lives, and I'm ashamed of myself.
很多人都活了一个很美好的圣徒的生活，我却对自己的生活很失望。
Oh, that's so. Sorry.Okay. I think this is it. The normal Christian life must begin with a very definite knowing.
正常的基督生活必须开始一个非常清楚的知道。
which is not just knowing something about the truth or understanding some important doctrine. It is not an intellectual knowledge at all, but an opening of the eyes of the heart to see what we have in Christ.
这个不是只是一个好像在书本上我们头脑的知道，而是一个启示，真的知道我们所拥有的。
How do you know your sins are forgiven?
你如何知道你罪得赦免呢？
Is it because your pastor told you?
是你的牧师告诉你吗？
No.
不是的。
You just know. If,
就就是知道。
If I ask you how you know, you simply say I know.
我问你你怎么知道，你就告诉我你。
Such knowledge comes by divine revelation.
这样的知识是从神圣的启示中来的。
It comes from the Lord Himself.
从主自己来的。
Of course, the fact of forgiveness of sin is in the Bible, but the written word of God.To become a living word from God to you, He had to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him.
因为神的救恩的话语的确是在圣经当中，但是你要真的知道你得救了，是需要神圣的启示在你的生命当中，你才知道。
Would you give that to my wife? She's going to find where I'm supposed to. She helped me yesterday.And she'll find it and I'll read it then. No, I'll do something else while I'm waiting for her. Most of you knew already that I can't do without her. Now everybody knows. So, there's another little book that I'd like to recommend that you get. I don't have a copy with me. It's called Principles of Spiritual Growth.Principles of Spiritual Growth. You can buy it. It's still in print.
It's called Principles of Spiritual Growth, 属灵成长的原则。
Now I have here all of chapter 8 in that book.
在这里有那本书里面第八章。
Chapter 8 is Thank you.I'm on the wrong page. You know, you've got to be on the right page, especially if you're married. How many husbands would say amen? Come on, put them up.
You know.
Thank you, dearie. I told her I need her for this. She don't want to come up and sit here. Okay. I'll just leave what I was saying. I'll go back and read part of Brother Nee's testimony. For years after my conversion, I had been taught to reckon.I reckoned from 1920 until 1927. The more I reckoned that I was dead to sin, the more alive I clearly was. I simply could not believe myself dead, and I could not produce the death.
就是从英文讲的，从他信主之后很多年，他都在算自己是死的。但是他好像越来越算自己死的，他感觉自己越活着，就像罪是死的，他就是活不出来。
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have given you all that at one shot. Sorry. Whenever I sought help from others, I was told to read Romans 6:11.
每次我跟别人寻求帮助的时候，别人都告诉我读罗马书第六章十一节。
Romans 6:11 says, reckon yourself to be dead.
罗马书第六章十一节说，你们当向罪当看自己是死的。
What does it mean to reckon?
什么叫做当看自己是死的？
It means to count on something.
它就是说你把这个数算的算作是什么？
Yeah, just count on the fact that you're dead.
就是要根据这个事实你已经死了。
This is Brother Nee talking, not me. But it's wonderful. And the more I read Romans 6:11 and tried to reckon, the further away death was.
每一次当我阅读六章罗马六章十一节的时候，把自己宣告死的时候，我越经历死。
I could not get at it.
我就不明白。
I fully appreciated the teaching that I must reckon, but I could not make out why nothing resulted from it.
我虽然很赞同这个罗马书六章十一节的教训，但是呢，我就从这里得不到任何的东西。
I have to confess that for months.
承认有好几个月。
I was troubled.
心中都很
忧。I said to the Lord.
我跟主说。
If this is not clear, if I cannot be brought to see this, which is so very fundamental.I will cease to do anything. I will not preach anymore. I will not go out to serve thee anymore. I want first of all to get that thoroughly clear here.
他就跟主说，主啊，如果我在这里搞不清楚的话，我就不再服侍你，不再出去传道。我一定要在这经节上完全搞清楚。
For months I was seeking.
我在那花了好几个月的时间。
And at times I passed it.
然后时间就过去了。
But nothing came through.
但什么也没有来到。
I remember though one morning.
但是有一天早晨。
That morning was a real morning and one I can never forget.
这是一个我永远不会忘记的早晨。
I was upstairs sitting at my desk reading the word and praying and I said, Lord, open my eyes.
有一天我在楼上在读这里圣经然后在那里祷告我说主啊开我的眼睛。
And then in a flash I saw it.
然后在一闪一瞬之间我就看见了。
I saw my oneness with Christ. I saw that I was in him. And that when he died, I died.I saw that the question of my death was a matter of the past and not of the future.
我就看到我是在他的里面跟他联合，在他死的时候我就与他死了。我就发现我的死，在基督里的死是已经在发生了，也不是说将来要发生的。
And that I was just as truly dead, as he was because I was in him when he died.
我就在他的里面是真实的死了，因为在他死的时候我是在他的里面。
I saw that the question of my death was a matter of the past and not of the future.
我看到关于我死的这件事情是已经在过去发生的，不是说在将来要发生的。
The whole thing dawned upon me.
整个事情都对我像开启了。
I was carried away with such joy at this great discovery that I jumped from my chair and cried, "Praise the Lord, I'm dead."
我心中有着这样的启示，有这样的欢喜，我从我的椅子上跳起来说，赞美主，我已经死了。
I ran downstairs and met one of the brothers working in the kitchen and laid hold of him and said, Brother, do you know that I've died?
我就从楼上跑下来遇到一个弟兄在厨房服侍的，我跟他说，弟兄，你知道我已经死了吗？
I must admit he looked a little puzzled.
他可能看起来很好奇，奇怪。
What do you mean? He said, so I went on.
你说什么意思呢？
Yeah. Do you not know that Christ has died?
你岂不知基督已经死了？
Do you not know that I died with him?
你不知道我已经与他同死了吗？
Do you not know that my death is no less truly a fact than his?
你知道我的死跟他的死是同样的真实吗？
Oh, it was so real to me.
对我来说很真实。
I longed to go through the streets of Shanghai shouting the news of my discovery.
我就想从上海的街道里走过呼喊我的新的发现。
From that day to this, I have never for one moment doubted the finality of that word, I have been crucified with Christ.
从那天开始，我就从来没有一点疑惑对这个经节说我与基督同钉十字架。
I do not mean to say that we need not work that out.
我不是说我们不需要再继续的工作。
Yes, there is an outworking of that.
那个的确还有一个进一步的工作活出来。
But this, first of all,
但是首先
it's basis.
这里是首先的是根基。
I have been crucified because I've been in Christ when it was done.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，因为我已经在神的儿子基督里面了。
What is the secret of reckoning?
什么是这个什么是看自己是死的这个奥秘呢？
To put it in one word, it's revelation.
我们换句话用一个词就是启示。
We need revelation from God Himself.
我们需要从神他自己有启示。
We need to have our eyes open to the fact of our union with Christ, and that is something more than knowing it as a doctrine.
我们需要眼睛被开启，看到我们与基督的联合，这不是只是一个教义。
Such revelation is no indefinite thing.
这样的启示是一个确定的、确实的。
We need revelation from God Himself.
我们需要从神他自己有启示。
Matthew 16 and Ephesians 1:17.
马太福音16章以弗所书第一章十七节。
Paul mentions this word revelation in those two places. Well, in the second in the Ephesians, but in Matthew it's directly from God.
我也提到马太福音启示录还有以弗所书那里。
Yeah. Jesus asked the disciples one day.
有一天耶稣问他的门徒。
What are the people saying about me?
别人说我是谁？
Whom do men say that I am?
别人说我是谁？众人说我是谁？
And they said, well, some are saying that you're John the Baptist come back from the dead.
有人说你是施洗约翰复活了。
Or one of the prophets.
对，或者一位先知。
And whom do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁呢？
And Peter burst out. I think it was a burst. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得就喊出来了，说你是基督，神的儿子。
Where did you get that?
他从这从哪里来到的呢
？God revealed it to him.
是神启示给他的。
In a wonderful way. So, Such revelation is no vague, indefinite thing.
这样的启示不是一个很虚渺，好像不确定的事。
Yeah. Most of us can remember the day that we were truly born again.
大家都可能记得我们那天重生得救的那一天。
We need to be able to put a stake in the ground or put our finger on the word and say, "This is when Jesus met me in this way."
我们就要好像在地上做一个标记，在圣经上这样指出。在这一天，我认识了基督，遇到了基督。
And this is not in my notes, but it's in my history.
这个并不是在我的笔记当中，是在我的生命当中、历史当中。
In 1975,
在1975年
，The Lord met me in a new way.
主在一个新的方式遇见了我。
Began to show me these things by divine revelation.
就开始在让我看到这些神圣的启示。
I had gone away to be with the Lord, and the Lord met me in a dynamic and wonderful way.
然后我就与主遇见了主这些一些新的蛮有活力的一些方式。
I came home to June and our two little boys that we had.
我就回到家中找到June姊妹，然后还有我们的两个小孩。
And she said to me, "What did he say?"
我姊妹就问我说，他说什么了
？She said, "Yeah, what did he say?"
但是对我说，他说什么
？The He being the Lord.
他那个他是指主。
What did the Lord say?
主昨天说什么了
？I said I don't know.
就说我不知道。
But he's done something.
但他做了一些事。
He changed me.
改变了我。
So I was a faithful husband.
我是一个。
I took my Bible.
很忠心的先生。
June was cleaning up the kitchen.
我在读圣经，然后姊妹收拾厨房。
Look at this. Look at this. Galatians 2:20. Read it with me.
我跟他说，这个加拉太书二章二十节，跟我一起读。
She said, "I've known that all my life."
他说我已经早就知道了。
I knew she hadn't.
知道是还。
Or at least not by divine revelation. That I knew.
还没有得到那个神圣的启示。
So this went on for a few weeks.
啊，这样就过去了几周。
And then one day.
有一天。
He was washing dishes at the sink or something. We had a little 1.5 bedroom cottage at that time.
我在那里原来住在那一个有一两个卧室的房间，他在那个洗碗。
And she was, like I say, washing the dishes or doing something. She turned to sit at the table. She said, "I see it. I see it."
他在洗完碗的时候，他就坐在桌子旁边，第一拍手说：“我也看见了，我也看见了。”
She's never been the same since.
他也从此不再一样了。
Now, one thing I do not want to do today.
今天我不想做的一件事就是
I do not want to give you the impression that you can do what I did or what she did to learn this.
你要做我所做的或者他所做的来学到这里。
How do you get God to do that to reveal it?
怎么让神能够把这个启示给你呢
？Only God can do it.
只有神能做。
So what I hope to do today is to make you so hungry.Thirsty to know this, whether you know something about it or not, so that you will not give up with the Lord until you meet you, like brother Nijin.
今天我今天所要做的就是让大家这样的饥渴，就像尼托生弟兄一样，你就在这上面跟神求，知道神的做成在你生命当中。
Now I started to tell you about my photocopy sheet.
我也告诉大家我在这里印的这个刚才那个八章的。
The little book that I've started to recommend to you, Principles of Spiritual Growth, this is chapter 8 in the book.
我给大家建议呢，就是属灵生命成长的规则，就是那里面第八章。
It's what 16 men and women of the past who knew the Lord, what they said about Romans 6.
是过去那些认识主的16位的弟兄姊妹。他们知道罗马书第八章，他们在那里所写的。
Okay, the first one is Evan Hopkins. I'm not going to read what he said.
第一个是 Evan Hopkins 弟兄所写的。
But then Andrew Murray said this: Like Christ, the believer too has died to sin. He is one with Christ in the likeness of his death.
就是关德烈弟兄所讲的，说像基督一样，信徒们 跟主是合一的，然后在死当中也是一样。
And as the knowledge that Christ died for sin as our atonement is indispensable to our justification, so the knowledge that Christ and we with him in the likeness of his death are dead to sin is indispensable to our sanctification.
他就说，就与与知道说耶稣为我们死，让我们得赦免，在我们的救恩当中得救当中是必不可少必须的。同样的，我们与基督知道与基督同死这样的一个启示，对于我们成圣的路上也是必须的。
So Brother Andrew Murray says this, knowing this by the Spirit, by divine revelation, is indispensable.
那你说，知道这一个借着圣灵的启示是必须不可少的。
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor 弟兄。
This is not something special for a certain few.
这不是说对一些少数的人是。
This is the birthright of every child of God.
是每一个属神的儿女的。出生的拥有权利。
And no one can dispense with this without dishonoring our Lord.
没有人如果有人把这个放弃了，其实是很不尊重我们的主权。
Louis Perry Schaeffer, I don't think you know him. I don't know him.
Louis Perry Schaeffer.
He was a man of God. He said this.
他是一个属神的人，他这样讲。
This passage is the foundation as well as the key to the possibility of a walk in the Spirit.
这一节经节是我们能够在灵里生活的一个根基和一把钥匙。
Wash my name.
李托生弟兄。
He said, "The blood can wash away my sins, but it cannot wash away my old man."
宝血能够洗净我的罪，却不能洗除我的旧人。
It needs the cross to crucify me, the sinner.
我们需要十字架让这个罪人钉十字架。
Our sins are dealt with by the blood, but we ourselves are dealt with by the cross.
我们的罪是借着宝血除净的，但是我们的旧人自己是借着十字架除净。
The blood procures our pardon.
宝血让我们得赦免。
The cross procures our deliverance from what we are.
那个十字架就让我们从我们的旧人中得释放。
Ruth Paxson.
Ruth Paxson.
He was a missionary to missionaries in years ago in China, especially in China, I think.
他是到中国的一个宣教的。
He said, "The old I in you and me was judicially crucified with Christ."
你和我旧的人在基督里，在法律神的法律当中已经被钉十字架了。
You died, and your death dates from the death of Christ.
你已经死了，你的死是在基督里的死。
Okay. Assurance of deliverance from the sphere of the flesh and of the dethronement of the old man rests upon the apprehension and acceptance of this fact of co-crucifixion. I'm going to read that again. Okay. Good. Yeah. Assurance of deliverance from the sphere of the flesh and of the dethronement of the old man rests upon the apprehension and acceptance of this fact of co-crucifixion.
我们与基督对我们与基督同钉十字架的理解启示，是对我们能够脱离这种肉体的生活，而能够靠着圣灵的引领，是非常重要的。
Brother Spark,
这百科弟兄
，The first phase of our spiritual experience may be a great and overflowing joy with a marvelous sense of emancipation. In this phase, extravagant things are often said as to total deliverance and final victory.
我们得救的第一个阶段，我们常常在那里有非常丰富的喜乐，我们能够得到的极大的释放。
Then there may and often does come a phase of which inward conflict is the chief feature. Yeah. Then there may be and often does come a phase in the life of the new Christian of which conflict is the chief feature.
然后呢，但是在这个对新的信徒后面来了一个阶段，就是他在里面有很多的征战的思想上的征战。
It may be very much of a Romans 7 experience.
这好像是罗马书第七章里的经历。
This will lead under the Lord's hand to the fuller knowledge of the meaning of identification with Christ as in Romans 6.
这个其实会带领我们完全的与基督的联合，就在罗马书第六章里所讲的那个经历。
be the man who has been instructed in this from the beginning.
如果有一个人他从一开始就知道就有这样的教导的话，那个人真的是很快乐喜乐的一个人。
There's another one by Jesse Penn Lewis and other men and women of God, but I'll not read them that now.
那里面还有Jesse Penn Lewis, 还有很多的属神的人，我今天就先不再读了。
For me,when the Lord began to work these things into me, and I say began because he's got a lot more work to do in me, which he's doing.
当我说当主在这里我的里面开始他的工作的时候，我说是开始，因为他在我的里面还有很多的工作要做。
For me,
对我来说
this beginning of understanding of these things eclipsed my coming to the Lord for salvation.
对我来说对于主在我里面这样的启示的工作，好像远远超过了甚至我刚认识主的救恩的经历。
It's the greatest thing that ever happened.
对我来说是所发生最好的事，最棒的事。
And I know I've still got lots to learn.
我知道我仍然还需要学习。
But I share these things with you today.
今天与大家分享这个。
Because, well, as you can see, I'm getting a little bit older.
大家可以看到好像我年纪 变大我变老。
I don't know how much longer you and I are going to be traveling.
我也不知道我和姊妹还能够这样旅行 多少时间。
So I think the Lord is giving me some of my last messages.
我觉得主好像给我一些最后的一些劝勉的信息。
We have invitation to go to California, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that.
我还有在有关于加州的一些邀请，我不知道我能不能去。
But Personally, I don't know if there's anything more important than this.
但是对我个人来说，我觉得没有其他事情比我们刚才所讲的经节更重要。
Now, so I want to encourage you to ask the Lord to make you more hungry and more thirsty for Christ.
我想请你跟主这样祈求，求主让你对基督有更深的渴慕，更深的饥渴。
I think that's another key.
我觉得那是也是非常重要的一个大钥匙。
To be hungry and thirsty for Him.
对基督这样的饥渴。
And there's another key. This other key is found in Luke 11 and in Matthew 21 or something like that. I'm not sure. But here it is.
很重要的地方是路加福音11章或者是马太福音22章。
Ask and keep on asking.
就是不断的求，不停的求。
That's the Amplified translation of that. Ask, seek, and knock.
就像那个经节里说，你们求敲门。
Ask and keep on asking.
就说你们要不断的求。
And it shall be given unto you.
就要赐给你们。
Seek and keep on seeking.
寻求，继续的寻求。
And you'll find.
你们要找到。
Knock and keep on knocking.
敲门，不断的敲门。
And the door will open.
门就会被拧开。
Yeah. So, no. I remember in 1975. That was the first year we went to the Christian Family Conference.
你们到了那个在弗吉尼亚的基督徒家庭聚会。
The reason we went was because I had a friend in Canada from the States.
因为我那个去是因为我们在美国有一个朋友。
This brother had been to all five conferences that took place at Urbana from the 65 to 70, something like that, in the late 60s. There were five conferences, this friend of mine, he'd been to every one of them.
因为在1965年到1970年之间有五个特会，我们那个朋友他每个特会都参加了。
He told me one day that he went to Brother Sparks. He went to one of the meetings and Brother Sparks says, see me at the end of the conference.
有一次他参加了那个特会，施柏克弟兄在那里，然后柏克弟兄就说，特会结束的时候你们来见我一下。
He sat down across the table from Brother Sparks and they had lunch or some meal together.
他们在那里坐在一个桌子上，可能一起用餐，然后这样。
He took out a piece of paper, a foolscap, with questions on it. He wanted to ask for the spark.
他有一张纸，上面写了他要问施柏克弟兄的问题。
And the spark said, "Come and see me at the end of the conference."
施柏克弟兄对他说，特会结束的时候你来见我。
Before he could go and see him, all of his questions were answered.
在他去见他之前，所有的这些问题都被解答了。
So, well, let's just turn to Luke 11.
我们来翻到路加福音第十一章。
Luke 11, verse 9.
路加福音十一章第九节。
Jesus before this gives the story of the man who has a friend come and visit him, and so he goes. This fellow goes to this man and knocks on the door, looking for some bread, so he can feed his friend that came to visit him.
这里之前主耶稣讲到这个故事，就是一个朋友，然后敲他们家的门。让他给他一些需要的。
So verse 8 says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, the man inside said, leave us alone, we're all in bed. I'm not going to get up and give you, it was midnight. I'm not going to give you any bread.
因为是在午夜里，所以那人在里面回答说，不要打搅，我们已经关了，孩子也同我在床上了，不能起来给你。
In verse 8, Jesus talking, he said, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend,Yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
第八节，主耶稣说：“我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。”
And I say unto you,
我又告诉你们
，and keep on asking.
你们祈求，继续寻求
，and it shall be given you.
就给你们
，seek and keep on seeking.
寻求就寻见
，and you shall find.Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
叩门就给你们开门。
Now you know only God in the Bible can be this positive. But look what it says then. For
只有圣经里的神是这样的积极的。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For everyone that asketh, receiveth.
因为凡祈求的就得着。
And he that seeketh and keeps on seeking, will find.
寻找的就寻见。
And that knocketh and keeps on knocking, it shall be opened.
叩门的就给他开门。
It's the word of God.
这是属于神的话。
I think many times we give up too soon.
觉得很多时候我们很早就放弃了，太早放弃了。
So I want to encourage you to seek the Lord for Him to reveal this matter of our union with Him in His death, burial.Resurrection and ascension, he wants to reveal them to you. So I want to encourage you to go after this.
我想鼓励大家努力的去寻求主啊，给我们这样的启示，我们与他的联合，与他同死同复活同升天。
Now, if you get really serious with the Lord and start to seek Him for this, the enemy is going to come against you in some way.
如果你很真实的来寻求主这样的寻求的时候。仇敌可能用一些方法要来搅扰你。
Don't give up.
但是不要放弃。
Now, if you belong to the Lord,
如果你是属主的
if you're born again,
如果你重生的
look back at that. Hey, Lord, you gave me that. You did that. Miraculously.
你回头看，你可以告诉主说，这是你主啊，这是你神奇的奇迹般的做了这样的事。
And don't let him rob you about anything of that. If you've been born again, hold on to that.
如果你在主里面不让仇敌夺去任何你的，持守住你的救恩。
But there's more.
但是还有更多的。
God wants to give us more understanding of what He's done with Christ.
主想让神想让我们知道他在基督里跟为我们所做成的神。
So I hope you're all encouraged today. That was my main thing. I wanted to encourage everybody.
那今天我希望弟兄姊妹都得鼓励，这是我今天主要的目的。
Does God want to do this in our life?
神是否想在我们当中，在生命当中做这些呢？
Yeah, if He has a list, I believe it's at the top of His list.
如果主有一个列表的话，这可能是他列表最上面一点。
Okay, I'm done. We'll just have prayer and then I'm finished.
现在就结束了，我们可以祷告一下，结束。
Okay, let's pray.
来，我们一起来祷告。
Father, I acknowledge this afternoon.
父啊，我们知道这一个下午。
That only you can do this.
只有你能做这件事。
Only you can give us divine revelation.
只有你给我们那神圣的启示。
But I believe you want to give it to all of us.
我相信你让我们每个人都有这样的。
More and more.
更多更多。
Because of the greatness of Christ.
因为基督何等的伟大。
Lord, take your word and bless it, write it in our hearts and bless it to everyone here.
主啊，用你自己的话语来祝福我们在座每一个。
We ask it in your name, Lord.
就在我们心中是。
And for your glory.
我们求为着你的荣耀。Amen. 对，好，我们现在结束我们聚会。